up, Mother Suckers? Welcome to another episode of Mother Sucker. I'm your host, Michael Blackson. Of course, I'm here with Chinese best friend. The nigga's really Filipino, but I call him Chinese best friend because he looks Chinese. It's not about him and it's not about me. It's about the show tonight. First of all, my two special guests, two beautiful ladies on the come up. That's right. I'm up and coming rapper from Houston, Texas. Brandell is in the building tonight. And my second guest is an entertainment news reporter, model, a host. She does it all from New York City. My girl, Emerald Marie, is in the building tonight. The show's lit and off the hook. You mother sucker, let the show begin. Before we start the show, let me keep you up on what's been going on. Nigga news. First nigga news, my nigga Kid Cudi. That's right. This nigga wore a dress on Saturday Night Live to honor Kurt Cobain. Are you serious, my nigga? A dress. You could have just wore a goddamn Timberland boots and some dog tag and honored DMX. My nigga, if you are gonna wear a damn dress, can it at least be a cute dress? Not the same dress grandmother wore to the bingos on Sundays. Be a better nigga, motherfucker. In the next nigga news, Tiger Woods, that's right, the latest on Tiger Woods, who found out why this nigga crashed, okay? The nigga was doing 83 miles per hour in a 43-mile zone. That nigga must have seen his ex-wife in traffic. That nigga Tiger Woods is acting like Tiger the rapper. Be a better nigga, Mr. Woods, please. In other nigga news, my nigga Paul Pierce, a.k.a. The Truth, he got fired from ESPN for twerking video on IG. The truth is, you should have learned to make better decisions, my nigga. He must have thought ESPN stood for exotic stripper pole nights. When Paul Pierce went back to work, ESPN had a different meaning. It meant exit Sports Center premises now. Mother sucker, leave the twerking videos to me, Boosie. Leave it to us, please. But last but not least, rest in peace to the king, the legend himself, DMX. I remember when he first came out, his music was hardcore. His music used to hype me up so bad, I used to go to sleep without pillows because that shit was too soft. Rest in peace, my nigga. You will forever be missed. What's up? Welcome to Mother Sucker with Michael Blackson, brought to you by iHeartRadio, Calvary Audio, and the Black Effect Podcast Network.
Hey, Mike, welcome back. I haven't seen you in 2.5 weeks. Where have you been?
You know where the fuck I was at, nigga.
How's Ghana?
I thought you didn't know where I was.
Well, I remember now. I saw a post. I remember when you was about to go to Ghana, you called me. You go, hey, something happened to my flight. I can't get in because I need a COVID test. I was like, you just had COVID test.
Yeah, it was a pain in the ass. Well, going to Ghana is very strict.
Why?
You know, Ghana requires COVID test 3 days prior to your trip. And then when you land in Ghana, they give you a test at the airport.
Wow.
If you fail the test, they'll take it back and behead you. No. So all the niggas with COVID in Ghana are dead.
Wow.
They're keeping Ghana COVID free, motherfucker.
Well, we're glad you didn't have any COVID when you arrived in Ghana.
No, I didn't. But the fucked up thing about it is, like, I booked a flight on Delta.
Yeah.
All right. I was flying from DC to New York and then New York straight to Accra. So, you know, I took a rapid COVID test.
Yeah.
You know, because they require you to have a ticket test 3 days prior. But if you don't take a rapid test, if you take the PCR, which is the one that's sent to the lab.
They want that one instead of the rapid.
Right. But the thing about it is those tests takes 2 to 3 business days.
Yeah.
So if you're flying, like if let's say if I'm flying on a Monday, which I was flying on a Monday.
Yeah.
Right? If I'm flying on a Monday, when the fuck can I take this test and still be within that 2 to 3 days of receiving the results?
Yeah.
A PCR takes 2 to 3 business days.
Yeah.
So if I took the test on like a Friday, it's going to be tough. I might not get it back to Monday or Tuesday. If I'm traveling on a Monday, that's tough.
And then it'll be expired by then.
Then it could expire if you take it like. So I said, fuck it. Let me take my chance with a rapid test. I took the rapid test.
Yeah.
And I got to the airport. She was like, there's a rapid test. I said, motherfucker, it's a test.
Yeah.
I ain't got corona, motherfucker. Let me on this plane. She says, not the right test. They would not let me on the plane.
But you're the African king of comedy. You should be able to get in everywhere.
Well, fucking Delta don't know that. Okay, they don't give a fuck about who I am. They just make sure that I had to take a PCR test. So I got pissed. I said, fuck all that. You won't let me on this plane. Give me back my money.
Yeah?
You I get had your two money back? Business class tickets. Yes. Ticket was like almost $7,000.
Wow.
Give me my money back. And I have no damn receipt. Kiss my ass so much.
Let me see your pink manager. You
yeah,
pink
what's your
manager?
That's exactly what I said. I said, what's your manager, that pink motherfucker? You look like that play hater who sold me this ticket. Give my damn money back right now and I have no damn receipt. He said, where's your COVID test? I have no damn COVID test. Kiss my ass, so what? You know you are fucking with.
Man.
Just want to try again, motherfucker. So they gave my money back.
Well, I can't believe you still remember that line. It's goddamn since what, 1984?
21 years in the fucking 2000.
Wow.
It's 21 years that fucking
year
line
2000,
is.
2000. That's when I graduated high school.
Yeah, well, when you was graduating high school, I was in a fucking movie.
Wow, that's amazing.
And, you know, 20 years later, you still haven't graduated. You graduated? Did you really graduate?
I graduated. I was the only one out of my, like, all my friends. Yeah, I graduated.
I saw old pictures of you. You was a gangster, man. How the fuck you graduate? You was like a Chinese gangster. I seen pictures of you where you look like you was a bad guy.
So I failed one class one time, and luckily it was a Chinese lady, and I said, you know, my dad is going to be disappointed of me. He really thinks I was going to graduate. He gave me a new car. Is there anything I can do to pass this class? She goes, talk to me after class. So I had to clean up all the posters, the fucking dumb kids.
Oh, God, I was hoping you didn't have to like eat an ass or nothing. I was, that would have been crazy.
Yeah, I wouldn't. Yeah, you know what? It was tough times. I probably would, she said.
Was there any
She was like 80 years old. I'll do anything for a diploma.
For a Klondike bar, huh?
My dad was so happy I graduated high school. It was amazing.
20 years later, you're at DeVry University.
Yeah, DeVry University, 16-year-old son. Now is a 2.5-year-old quarantine baby. He's named Quarantine Baby. He hasn't been out since COVID came out.
He just follows what he does in the house, 2 years old.
He just runs around all day, you know. My brain became a 2-year-old now. Because, Daddy, let's play sand. Okay, let's play sand. Let's watch cartoons. I watch cartoons. Mickey Mouse. I see so many Mickey Mouse all day. That's why my, what is that called? My IQ went down from 10.0, the highest, it'd be like 0.9.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's not good, man.
That's why.
Besides that, man, Africa was good. I had a great time.
Yeah, Africa. You got in there.
I got so
you
so
missed
I
you missed
ticket.
The riot. Anyways, the big riot in Washington D.C.
And the thing, I was there the day before the riot.
Yeah, that's why.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
Missed it. You got out.
Yeah,
of
that's
there
why I had to get out of there. So so make a long story short, I got my money back and I'm taking another airline. And of course, you still need a PCR test. So I'm not going to discuss how I got on that plane. We're not going to talk about it because I'll probably be deported. But I made it to Ghana. And when you land in Ghana, you get a test anyway.
Oh, yeah. You're negative.
Yeah, man. I've been testing every fucking
week. They used the wrong test. They should have used Ebola test, not COVID-19 test.
Yeah, that's right. I don't have fucking COVID-19.
Yeah.
But yeah, besides, you know, that's about it, man. What you got on today? You got on? Is that
I got on outfit you gave me before you left Ghana.
Is that a sweatsuit from that guy?
It's called the Greatest Weapon. I don't know. It's pink. I guess I'm representing the
Breast Cancer Awareness.
LGBTQ community. I don't
pink
know.
Pink doesn't mean LGBT. Pink is just Breast Cancer Awareness. That's not to October. You are way ahead of the game, my nigga.
I don't know, Mike. This is the package you received 12 months ago. You just open and like, you want it? Okay, I take it.
Yeah, I give you all like, I get so many free clothes, but you know, my shit, I don't wear sweatsuits unless it says what?
Unless it says Versace.
Or?
Roberto Cavalli.
Exactly.
Or, I don't know the other one, but somebody's got to sponsor you ASAP.
Yeah, whatever I wear, my clothes come through customs. All my clothes have a visa to come to America.
Well, you got your tan back from Ghana. That's all you needed was the Ghana sun.
I went to Ghana so I could get a tan, so I could win this High Go See competition for 2021. And I'm wearing Roberto Cavalli, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, this I got the shoes. I got the little crazy shirt.
That's what the guy Tiger King wears. The guy that almost got the pardon from Donald Trump.
Dude. He almost got pardoned? What happened?
Yeah, he almost got pardoned. His whole crew was waiting for him outside a parking lot. It was like a 18-wheel stretch limousine. They got a barber in there. Got a shower. They thought he was going to get pardoned. And guess what? He didn't get pardoned.
So he's back in it. 25 years in jail?
Yeah, there's no way. I mean, 25 years, that's a very long time. Yeah, that's a very long time.
That's a quarter of a century.
But, you know, he might like it because, you know.
So when he get out, we're going to be at like COVID 46.
Yeah, he was very disappointed that Donald Trump didn't sign him. Signed Kodak Black, but not him.
Well, Donald just trying to, you know, he was trying to give back our reparations. So he's helping out just the black people.
Oh, that's great.
No, but he helped a lot of his homies. All his homies, a lot of his other friends got out too.
Oh, yeah, but there's a problem. They're investigating every single one that he helped.
Oh, let him be free.
Yeah,
God,
let Donald go away and
let him go.
Move on with our lives. And
yes, let him go, man.
Yeah, they're trying to impeach him, but he's already impeached. Who are they going to impeach now?
What?
He's fucking here.
He's done. He's over with.
Yeah, they're trying to impeach him. But what's the point?
Yeah, just let him. No need. I still think Donald Trump is in a White House, hiding.
Yeah.
Huh? I know when the inauguration, he got on a plane and went to Florida. That was his clone. Because that guy that got on the plane had a decent haircut. Donald Trump is hiding in one of the bathrooms at the White House.
Yeah, the Oval Office, I think he's hiding there.
He ain't never going to leave, man. He want his security deposit back. That's a $1,200 gift to all them black people. How the fuck they take that money and don't vote for Trump? Y'all ain't shit, motherfuckers.
Yeah, it's unfortunate that, he's not going to leave. He's still there. He's at Oval Office just staring at Biden all day.
I didn't see his son, though. Where was his? Is he like some kind of his funny looking son?
Donald Trump Jr.?
Yeah. Is it Jr.? The little one, right?
The little one that talks like him.
His dad is like in his late thousands.
Yeah.
And his son is 13. Like, who's busting nuts in his 60s?
You know what, Mike? You're not going to believe it, but you could have a baby until you're like 80 or something.
Yeah, but then my son going to fucking call me grandson. Or when he comes out of the womb, I probably died there. So now we, you know,
congratulations.
I'm not having a son at 80, okay? I'm not. My son, if I can't play ball with your son, don't fucking have him.
Hey, Mike, you know what? If you could still fuck at 80, you could still have a baby.
Well, when my dick stopped working, then I think I'm ready to go.
Yeah, well, this guy, 90 years old, still fucking.
Talk about fucking, what? It has nothing to do with our next guest.
Yeah, you're Ghana. Let's talk Ghana. You told me you were building a beautiful school in Ghana for the less fortunate kids. How's that going?
No, that's going good. You know, I told the main guy, that's the main contractor, I said, listen, man, by this year, I want these kids in school. School starts September. I give them till June to have the school completely ready. He got 6 months.
6 months?
And he started 3 months ago when I was there.
Really? What's the progress? Was there a roof there?
So we built the school along with a house, like a missionary house, where if I invite, because my plan is to, like, during the summertime, get some teachers that are not working in America to just volunteer their time to come to Ghana, and we have like a summer school where they could teach the kids things that they don't know. Yeah. About, you know, other things. So let it know more about the world and everything else. So I'm building like a missionary house next to the along with the school.
Oh, like a full-time, somebody lived there and stuff
like that? Yeah, something like that.
It's for them to live in, the volunteers?
Yeah,
stuff
volunteer
like
to live. Maybe
that's pretty good.
Six of them, something like that. So building a house. So it's all like it's a combination of the house and the school together. So the house part has the roof and everything. The school part, but everything should definitely be ready by school time. That's the plan.
Oh, that's very nice of you, Mike, to be helping the place you grew up in, Ghana, that raised you to become the funniest guy on earth.
I didn't grow up there, but, you know, that's where my blood is. When I was a kid, when I went back, I see the kids doing the same thing. Very unfortunate kids. And I think it all starts with education, man.
Yeah.
You educate the kids, they would learn how to become better persons, know about everything and how to protect themselves and how to just make it in life. Education is the key.
It's official, Mother Suckers. My Patreon page is now live. My weekly Titty Tuesday and Twerking Thursdays are moving exclusively to Patreon, where they could no longer be censored by the social media companies. I will also be sharing daily updates plus show announcements here first. See you on Patreon, you Mother Suckers.
I hate to see a grown man out there begging for money. Fuck that. You got lay, you grown. You should be doing something yourself. I want to start helping out the kids early.
Yeah.
That way they don't have to be, you know, they could have a better future.
Are you going
to
have a comedy school? Like a class?
That would be later. You know, I want to open up a comedy academy. That would be more in the city. My school is being built in the village.
Hey, you never know, Mike. It's good in the village.
I'm not building a fucking comedy school in the village, man.
Well, now your school's almost done. What are you going to call the school? You still don't have a name.
Yeah, something with my name, involved with my name.
You Mother Sucker School for Kids? No. It's Michael Blackson.
Michael Blackson, elementary. Try again, high school.
Yeah, try again, elementary. Next thing you know, Mike, you're building schools for how old are these kids?
Well, this is more like kindergarten to like middle school type of thing. I'm not ready for high school yet.
I don't know, Mike. You have a very good heart. Next thing you know, you're going to have college classes there next year.
No, I'm not. We'll see what happens. I mean, education, I'm just starting with the small stuff from the little ones and work our way up.
Yeah, that's great. That's a good heart for you, Mike. Yeah. I give a clap for you.
And then maybe start, you know, like I said, after I'm done with those, I want to open like an academy for comedy and pretty much just entertainment, period. I like to see the thing about our continent of Africa, so much talent. And sometimes they just don't know how to be discovered.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. So absolutely.
Maybe that'll be the plan to try to discover them. Talking about talent, all right, let's bring our first guest to the show. From Austin, Texas. Austin, just something about Texas. Got all the finest women, I think, are in Texas. She's a rapper. She's a model. She does it all. Give it up for Brendel from Austin, Texas. Wow. I feel like it's Titty Tuesday again. God damn it.
Yes,
you know, that's the vibes I bring.
You can breastfeed that whole village. You can breastfeed the kids at the school that I'm building if they ever get hungry.
Yes, you could teach music at your school, Mike.
Well, it'd be hard for the kids to concentrate if they are hungry.
Well, you gotta feed them twice a day, lunch, dinner,
and
snacks,
and then talent on the top of
that's
all of
right.
that.
Tell me about yourself.
I am a rapper from Austin, Texas. I moved here 3 years ago, so I've been here for 3 years. I've modeled, I've rapped. Now I'm also doing classes at LA Film School for music production, so I can kind of be well-rounded in the industry. That's really it.
That's what's up, man. It's like the new era, man. Female rappers are beautiful now.
Yeah.
Like, in fact, look up all the beautiful female rappers right now. What we have?
Google says they have a Doja, Kitty Cat, Cardi B.
Okay.
Missy Elliott.
Time out.
Huh?
From our era.
Oh, I'm sorry. My phone is, it's not from our era. Young Ma.
Yeah, God. I said beautiful. Young Ma is handsome, man. Beautiful rap, Megan Thee Stallion. She's a rapper, right?
Megan Thee Stallion definitely.
She's a rapper.
She's beautiful.
I mean, if you want to go back to our era, like my era was like Lil' Kim.
Yeah, Lil' Kim, Tupac's ex-girlfriend.
When the fuck did Tupac date Lil' Kim?
There was that song with Lil' Biggie. You have my girlfriend in your couch, blah blah blah, whatever.
I think he was talking about like Faith or something, right?
I definitely think that's Biggie's.
Biggie.
But
yeah, I think was messing with Lil' Kim.
Oh.
Not Tupac.
But all the rappers date the same girls, don't they?
What, like just share them?
Yeah, because I mean it's a little community. It's a rap community.
Have you ever fucked a rapper?
Yeah, but I'ma opt out of that.
She gonna opt that means she fucked a rapper. Which one was it? Was it too short or too tall? Yeah. Was it Drake?
Ooh, that's icy.
Okay, which rapper? Because the thing about it, like in my field, there was no comedian I want to fuck. I don't want to fuck Tiffany Haddish. You know, there's nothing
How about what's her name?
I'm not gonna Jesse fuck the funny. Monique.
Oh, Jesse the funny. Oh, Jesse hilarious.
Just a Larry. I want to fuck just comedian. We don't want to fuck another female comedian.
Why is that? That's a lot of funny conversations.
It's different for rappers, I guess. You know, like Cardi B is married to Offset.
Oh yeah,
it just works.
Sometimes it's different with
Megan
music.
Megan Thee Stallion dated that little short guy that shot him on the leg. Shot her on the leg. What's his name? The one that didn't like you.
Were they dating?
They were dating. What's that guy that shot him? Tory Lanez. Yeah. Matter of fact, that case got dismissed today.
Did it really?
Oh, yeah. I did not know that.
They were looking at the ballistic. Tory Lanez was too short to be shooting down there.
Oh, no.
It's the facts.
Is this what was in the article? He was too short.
No, I mean, I just made that short up. But I mean, Mike says he was short.
Oh, God.
Got a letter from the attorney saying, don't talk short about my client.
He definitely is about like 4'5". He's really short.
Wow, that's very short.
He's very short.
So if you was a fuck any rapper, like, do you have a fantasy? Any rapper, like any rapper you like?
Nah, not really, honestly. Like,
would you like the more like the rugged?
No, no. It would definitely wouldn't be a rugged one, but if I had to like throw a name out there, mm-hmm. it'd be on the French vibes, like something like that. Not necessarily
like
one of
French
the new
Montana?
School.
What the fuck you mean the French?
Yeah,
vibe?
French. I mean, that's the only French we got in the building.
Oh, it is.
So French vibe would be on something like that, but there's nobody that in the industry that I would be like, oh yeah, I'm going for that.
Oh yeah, I think she fucked French Montana.
Definitely. Definitely not. Definitely not. But that's the vibe I would go on. Not these new school artists. No, that's not something I want.
Man, it's like the new rap, female rappers now. It's like you have to like, you know, you have to look, you got like, look at like Megan Thee Stallion is the hottest one right now.
Yes,
right?
She definitely is.
Beautiful.
Definitely.
Nice body.
Beautiful.
I'm into bodies. You know.
Doja Cat.
Meow. Wow, wow.
She's a rapper or a singer?
She's interesting.
Okay. I think
she's
honestly,
like a rapper singer type of thing for okay. Doja Cat.
And then of course, Remy Ma's amazing. Talent.
Yes, very talented.
Very talented.
How about Miss Melody?
It's Nicki Minaj, just a rapper too, right? Nicki Minaj, rapper. Of course.
Yes. Nicki
Minaj. I mean, I'm thinking like sometimes we. I
mean, Mulatto. Mulatto was like the newest, freshest, hottest thing. Is she a little baddie? So.
Yeah, I guess nowadays, man, you just have to be beautiful, you know. Because I know back then, back in the 90s and early 2000s, a female rapper, I don't think was really if she's really pretty. They didn't take her serious.
No. You had to be hard.
You had to come hard. You know, like Miss MC Light was hard.
Yes, hard.
You know.
Versus hard. Now Miss it's more Melody about image than hard. Anything.
Well, Miss Melody was hard to look at too.
Oh.
But Miss Melody. Yeah. And then we got like, Queen Latifah was hard.
Oh, she's
Queen
hard.
Latifah.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know.
She looked like she could knock a motherfucker out.
Oh, she was. Yeah.
Yeah.
She
definitely. Won't fuck with her.
She'll definitely knock your ass out.
Yeah, I ain't fucking with her.
So, I mean, what does it take now to be a female rapper? Like, how you make it? How did Meg make it? And how you plan on making it?
I feel like at this point, like you said, like I feel like it's definitely the pretty, the beautiful that are definitely able to attract certain things. Like men are all about sex appeal and things like that. So in our day and age, Nicki Minaj is the one who popped off. She's beautiful. She's sexy. She brings something to the table. And I feel like in that aspect, women are going to win off of that. Now, if you're not so pretty, but you got like the sound that
like
they're looking
who?
For.
Like a
I really don't know anybody. MA? Honestly, Mulatto, Megan Thee Stallion, Cardi B, those are my like, I fuck with them. I like their music. I like their vibe. They're the reason why the door is open for other pretty women that have bars that can actually come in and show the industry something different versus just someone that's hard that is a female but looks like a male. We have enough of those.
Like who are those? Like,
I mean, honestly, who did y'all just say? What's her name? Young M.I.M.A. or M.I.A.?
God, she is so...
She's bomb as far as like verses
was she
and shit,
from the
80s? But she's no...
I'm telling you, if Young M.A. would comb her hair and just put some dress on. I fucked the shit out of her.
Really?
That's interesting. I'd love to see what that looked like.
But she probably would. She's
probably 60 now, Mike.
She don't.
Who? Young Amy?
No, Young Amy is like fucking, she's a young girl.
Oh, that's why. Is she young forever? Because her name is Young Amy?
Yeah.
Oh, she 50?
No, she's like 25.
She's got to be my age, like in her 20s.
Oh, she's 25 only?
Yeah. Definitely young.
But she's like hardcore, you know?
Hardcore?
Like, so, I mean, yeah, at the end of the day, she has a coochie. So that's all. She's a woman to me.
That's all that matters. Yeah, she got that. She's a woman. It's period.
Yeah, she has titties. You know, I don't give a fuck how much you sag your pants. You still get a period, motherfucker. Okay? You still got to put a goddamn shove a tampon in your ass. Yes. You know, at the end of the day, your motherfucking, that 30-day menstrual is on its way, motherfucker. Okay, I don't give a fuck what.
She's definitely a woman, definitely.
30 days is a long day for a menstrual period.
I'm saying isn't every 30 days? When the period come on?
Yeah, what is it?
Every 20 days, y'all.
Is it 20 days? 20 days.
Every 20 days? Wow.
Yeah, about like every 20 to 25 days.
When last time you had your period?
I just rolled on the floor last month, so we waiting on it. We're timing it right now.
Uh-oh, she might be 5 days pregnant.
Oh, she's ovulating.
No. It's quarantine, y'all. We staying inside, away from people.
Yeah, babe. So you don't bring dick in?
No. It's quarantine. Dick. Well, yeah. We're quarantining all of the energies and also COVID.
No corona 19-inch walking in the door?
No corona, no dick, no nothing. We're quarantined.
Yeah, they just, in this era, you just gotta be beautiful, man. You know.
So what else you got going on right now, Miss?
Currently just, I graduate my music production school in August, and then I'm working on a Valentine's Day EP currently, so that's in rush mode right now. But other than that, you know, just going with the vibes of this year.
You got your music released this year? Or?
Yeah, I released 2 singles last year.
Oh.
Yeah, so more music to come this year for sure.
Can you twerk?
I could throw an ass cheek or two.
Okay. Can you give us something, whether it's like your favorite rhyme or like a freestyle? Can you give us something? Like
a favorite?
Whatever your favorite songs or whatever. Can you give us something? I want to hear your music.
My favorite song of myself?
Of yourself.
Yeah, your song.
Your favorite song.
I was like, ooh, that's spicy. Yeah.
I mean, what do you usually talk about? Like when you rap?
I'm definitely more on the like motivating women to get their own bag. Like in this
in this era of
LA era, it's all about what a dude has. And I'm more on like, can we get our own bag? Can we do our own thing? And that's kind of like what my music is geared toward versus talking about fucking a dude for the bag. Like, can we just get our own stuff? And obviously sex, because, you know, everybody loves to talk about sex.
So the way women get their own bag is sex, right?
No.
Okay.
This is what we're not doing this year. We're gonna like be in our own bag and not have to, you know, fuck with the rappers, the other people that have the bag to get the bag. We're gonna go for the bag ourselves. That's my goal, is to influence women to, fucking with the rappers, cool, that's great. But like, what do you bring to the table? What are we bringing to the table in 2021?
How can woman go get that bag? I mean, you're saying like go to college and do all of that stuff.
100%. Like, yeah, I think it's really great because Megan Thee Stallion, I'm not sure what she went to college for, but when she first broke the industry, she was in college. And I think that's very much like something to applaud her for, because she stayed true to her path. She's an artist and she also is in college bringing whatever that is to the table.
Wow.
So we have to learn how to like bring the money in ourselves versus being messing with the top dog when you can be the top dog.
Nice.
Woof, woof. Yeah, I want to hear something. Like, what's your favorite thing? Your favorite song?
I have a song that I released called Step on Their Neck.
Step on Their Goddamn Neck. That's what
is that dedicated to an ex-boyfriend or something, or a neighbor?
It basically was, you know, we came to step on bitches' neck, so that's kind of where it came from.
Oh.
That's it.
It's a ex-boyfriend, ex-girlfriend?
Nope, just women in general aren't, you know, with the vibes.
Yeah, we would love to hear it.
Okay, I'll let you hear it then. You bitches ain't fucking with me. Fuck up a check, I come for your neck. Step on these sunny sand, make me wet. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Fuck fun, I need funds. Two fucks in my one. I throw it back, he wants some. Put it on him, go dumb. Got the Henny in my system. My nigga mad, I don't miss him. Got the money on call. I guess it's time for me to diss him. Lingerie and I'm crawling. You seeing me and I'm all in. No time to be falling. Been wanting me, you all in. No time for long talking. I get a bag when I walk in. LA, but I'm Austin. Flexing, I'm flossing.
Wow, that was pretty good, Mike.
That was a lot.
That's pretty good. Mike, that was pretty damn good.
Sexy.
Yeah.
So much talent. More talent is in the room. Bring my next guest to the show. She's an entertainment news reporter. I actually met her in New York. Been a couple of years, at least. Something like that. Maybe she could refresh my mind. From New York, but now lives in LA. She's doing it all. Marlon doing everything as well. My girl Emerald, y'all give a big hand. Yes, and she got a closing. You doing it up?
What's going on, y'all?
Man, what's going on with you?
Good. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming.
I finally moved to LA from
New York.
She
ran out of New York.
Ran
away from that cold weather. That's fucked up. Leave your people hanging.
It's definitely snowing at home. This is my first winter in LA. And I'm like, this is how y'all been living? Always say when you came to New York, like, man, I like going to New York, but the weather, I need to go back home. And I'm like, now I get it.
Yes.
Yeah.
New York is for the job. It's good to visit. It's cold. Get the fuck out. See, I was raised in Philly. So I went to
weather coast. You're used to the cold, huh?
Yeah. But like my thing about it now, I remember why Will Smith never come back. Kevin Hart never come back. You know, it's nice weather, beautiful weather. We'll go back and visit, but that weather hit you real hard. You're like, damn, what's the next flight out of this bitch?
But now that I'm in LA, I'm like, everything is shut down. Like, we had the pandemic, and at the start, it was really aggressive in New York. Everything was closed. But now I come to LA, and I'm like, okay, I'm ready to... Things are going well in my career. I'm about to come out here and pop on red carpets. And then it was like, nope, Grammys postponed. This is canceled. Yeah. This is, you know, so...
And it's so bad. Like, I'm thinking, like, when... Are we going to have our life back? Like,
yeah.
I mean, the red carpet was your place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, that's where you got the chance to shine.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, one of the biggest story that happened that involved you had to do with Halle Berry. You want to tell us about that?
This is the Mother Sucker Podcast with Michael Blackson. Thank you for tuning in. Be sure to subscribe, rate, comment, and share wherever you listen to podcasts.
I was doing red carpets. I was fresh out of college and I was just in New York grinding, doing press junkets, movie reviews. And I started to notice a trend when I was on red carpets that a lot of Black outlets weren't really respected. We were placed at the end. We weren't allotted the appropriate time to do the interview. And so it got to a point where it was almost a joke amongst the Black reporters that, you know, we're on the back of the bus line.
Yeah. So there's like all these big news reporters. And then the artists, celebrities get tired of it already. And then they're like, we're ready to go home or go somewhere else, right?
The fuck are you talking about, Chinese best friend?
Well, no, not quite.
No, like red carpets, Mike. Just like 50 reporters in the beginning and then they put her in the end. So they get tired already of talking.
Right. Okay. Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, that's part of the issue is the placement of Black outlets sometimes.
Wow.
And oftentimes people kind of equate white outlets to mainstream, and that's not always the case. You have outlets like Hollywood Unlocked that have greater numbers than some white outlets, but they'll still be placed in the back.
Wow.
And so, yeah, I basically was on the carpet and it was the movie John Wick 3 and Halle Berry was going down interviewing with every single reporter, and not to her fault, I think publicists and PR agents, they kind of guide you down the carpet. You know, like when you're on carpets, your team is telling you where to stop. And so I just think that sometimes with Black talent, when you don't have a team around you that understands that, you know, you need to speak to also your outlet that you cater to, you know, someone that looks like you. So anyway, they skipped myself and Lamar Dawson, who was with an outlet, and they were like, hey, we don't have time for you guys. We have to go to the outlet next to you. Mm-hmm. And now I'm 5'10". I'm standing on the carpet.
Uh-huh.
I'm shouting past them you know, they're walking past me. But I'm like, Holly. And I start asking her questions. And so I'm asking her questions about things in her career. And she turns around and hears myself and Lamar. And she went to Lamar first, then me, hugged us, gave us interviews. And so what was special about the moment was just her not only stopping, but turning around, coming back, making a point to, you know, stop for her culture, her people. And so my videographer had captured the entire thing on camera. I was just so blessed that he kept the cameras rolling. Wow. So then when I went home that night, I made the video immediately right after. So I was really shaken up. I was really, you know, Halle Berry, no matter what level you are in entertainment, yeah. Halle Berry is Halle Berry.
She's my favorite 007.
Yeah, no matter who you are, Halle Berry is
she has to be like the most popular Black actress of our time.
Yes. Yeah. And so for me, again, fresh out of school, navigating on red carpets, I was so blessed that like, wow, she's seen me. She came back for me, you know? And so I made the video and I got kind of choked up in the video. I was speaking about the experience that I've had over time dealing with being a Black woman in these white spaces and being the only one or the token and being overlooked sometimes. Anyway, I ended up posting the video a week later, really scared to post it because, you know, you don't want to be blackballed. And I was so new that I was like, man, I don't want this to mess up my only chance. I'm getting these carpets. I'm getting this work. So I literally prayed and posted that video. And the next day I was going to work and the Breakfast Club was rumor report. Steve Harvey mentioned on radio, DL Hooghly, everyone. It went everywhere. And then Halle Berry DM'd me. And I was just like, and she, her DM literally was said like, wow, like look what we started. Like, look, like what a moment, you know? And so that was just the start of a crazy journey and something that was negative turned very positive and it was a dope situation.
Yeah, you got to express your feeling, man. And the thing about this industry is like sometimes you're scared because you know you don't be blackballed, but you just got to sometimes speak your mind and it all worked out for you.
Yeah.
You know, don't be afraid to talk, you know, like whatever, talk about your problem. Sometimes people don't talk about a problem, but you always talk about it.
Yeah.
Because you never know.
And I think now more than ever, this isn't a system of people being like the gatekeepers. I think people are feeling more emboldened because things like social media, right, have made, even with modeling, we were speaking earlier about like curve models where agencies were so needed back in the day. Now you're hopping on Instagram and signing a deal with a brand directly and the middleman isn't as necessary. So the gatekeeper thing is kind of going away.
Oh, definitely going away.
And so now you can talk your shit. You can speak. And that's what I did. I took to my Instagram and other things came after that. So, you know, I just think that situation, I hope others feel emboldened to speak, you know, their truth.
Speak. Don't be afraid. Somebody out there touch your balls. Fellas, talk about it. Like, crying. I was there, the mother could touch my balls. I don't give a fuck. He's trying to buy black balls. Isn't that
Terry Crews?
Terry Crews, right?
Yeah,
you
had
a bit. You were a guest of his show, right? You were a ballet guy. Like, oh, no, that, you're not.
Well, I was a guest on the, it was a sitcom that Ice Cube produced called Are We There Yet?
Yeah.
I did like three or four episodes. Yeah, Terry Crews is a great guy, man. You know, hey, somebody touches balls, he talked about it, man.
I don't know. He was kind of wilding. He wasn't defending my girl Gabrielle Union when she was.
Oh, what happened?
When she was speaking up on America's Got Talent about how they was treating her. And he said, I don't see nothing. Yeah. I don't hear nothing. Yeah. He was really controversial last year about certain things. I mean, doesn't take away from his great work, but yeah, he's...
If any director touched my balls, I'm telling everybody. That's right. Steven Spielberg touched my balls and my nipples.
I'm crying.
Me two and me three.
Mike, who's the director?
Touch I can't get anybody to touch me. All the pretty teachers I went to high school with, none of them want to touch me. I want to be touched so bad by
my
teachers.
God.
I'm like, all these pretty teachers.
Hey,
just
Mike,
touch
you're
me.
Famous as fuck now. You're the African king of comedy. I think if you go back to school, all your teachers going to want to touch you.
Michael, have you had any incidents in the industry that like were.
Nah, I was. Wow. The thing, you know, I built my own audience.
Yeah.
I built my audience just for, you know, I was funny. If whatever you do, if you're good at it, they would come. I built my audience. So I don't need to, as long as my audience fucks with me.
Yeah.
The other one that paid money to come and see me in my show, industry or whoever the gatekeeper is could never take that away.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? So I make money and we have so many outlets now if you want to do a movie. It's not like back in the day where you had to wait for a director. You could shoot your own movie now. If you want to sell it, I got 5 million followers to sell it to.
Yeah.
So, you know, I was never afraid. I never try to hold my tongue. Mm-hmm. I never kiss ass. Everything I got, I worked hard on my own and built it. I never was managed. I was never nothing. You know what I mean? I did it all myself. So.
But the later part of your career, you definitely benefit off social media because if you think about Dave Chappelle and what he went through with these contracts with, you know, Comedy Central and Netflix and all those things he spoke about, you're kind of blessed to be at the other end of it where now you have that direct access to your audience.
Definitely.
And because he was, I mean, see, look what happened with Netflix. He had to literally tell all of us, do not watch mm-hmm. my special until they pay me. Imagine that. You did what he, that amazing series. Amazing. It's the Chappelle Show. You know what I mean? So you're definitely benefiting off of, you know, direct access. Man.
Yeah, that's why, you know, if you're coming out as an artist or whatever you do, build that audience. Get on social media. Yeah. Build your audience. You know, get that fan base. Even if it's start out with 10,000 and 20,000 to 100,000, build them, you know, and keep entertaining them. That way they will stick around and you will always have them. You don't have to worry about no gatekeeper, no industry.
No pink manager.
Nobody.
Do your own pink manager.
No me too. No, none of that.
Yeah, don't rely on nobody. You know, don't look, you know, do your own thing. So...
Yeah, they got
you.
She said,
get that bag. Get your own bag. Don't rely on nobody to get the bag.
That was a great rap song, actually.
Yeah, you killed it. I was back there like, okay,
we're going to sign you in Blackson Entertainment.
More to come, more to come. Same thing as an artist, though. Like, you know, your fan base, you can speak directly to them.
Oh, 100%. And I'm actually seeing TikTok is literally the way to get to the different bags, because TikTok is like so much easier to break through than Instagram right now, especially for artists. There's been a lot of artists during quarantine that have blown off of a song that you wouldn't even think would do numbers. Yeah.
Challenges.
That do numbers. So
like, look at the Busted challenge. Like, that helped her so much.
Busted challenge.
It's crazy because I seen a video where she performed that song.
Erica nobody Banks. Cared.
Is that her song?
I actually don't know who it is.
I believe Erica Banks, right? Yes. So Erica Banks was the rapper for the Busted Challenge, and I seen a video where she was performing in the club and nobody was bopping to it. But that challenge, you know, our generation are a set of followers and trendsetters. So people heard that song and loved it, and then, you know, now she's skyrocketing on charts. And 100%. Megan Thee Stallion is one that understands that those challenges will get you on the chart. The streams are where you're getting your money now. That's what matters. So.
Well, she had with the biggest challenge with that.
Savage.
Savage, yeah. Mm-hmm. Can you do that? Do
which
Savage?
Song was that?
I'm a Savage, yeah.
Oh, I'm a Savage. Nasty. Brochet. You had one of them challenges. You did it before, didn't you?
What challenge?
You did it on TikTok, Mike. That was like 800 million views.
Right.
What challenge?
I'm a Savage. Ratchet. You with like three girls.
I was trying to do it.
He said Ratchet.
I think
the only part he knew was Ratchet.
I think I posted for you on TikTok.
That's what stuck.
Right.
The Ratchet.
Yeah, Mike's trending on TikTok. Last time Michael
is always trending.
So 24 million views, Rasta. We post a video of you. In one of our guests.
Over-exaggerates everything.
I tell you the truth, Mike. I'm going to pull it right now. You don't believe me?
I know the fuck
24
I don't.
Million views.
Of what?
24.
Of you and one of our guests here. The No Filter with Michael Blackson Show.
Yeah, it's 24 million views.
Yeah, you don't believe me? You
fuck no.
Damn. I bet you $24. It's 24 20, million.
$24. I'm crying.
You don't believe it, Mike?
I said 24 would be the highest
actually 26.
Amount of views I've seen on
2600.
There.
Right.
You haven't seen that many before? Like,
I don't think I have, no.
Well,
as
you're
far
about
as views.
To see one right now.
Show
if
me.
I could find it.
So what's next? I mean, no red carpets right now. Hopefully, I don't know. I guess it could still... because there's no premieres.
Right. So, I mean, for me, obviously, you spoke earlier about this is a generation of being multifaceted. So I do other things. So as an entrepreneur, I have my clothing boutique, Shop Emerald Marie. So just continuing to build up my name and my style. This bomber is actually from Shop Emerald Marie. So check me out.
So wait a minute. This is just from your boutique or you actually made this?
No, this is from my boutique. So I'm similar to a lot of other boutiques right now, being in LA, being at the Fashion District. You can go to vendors and pick up pieces and sell them, you know, give your own twist. I don't make anything from scratch. And so, yeah, I've been doing that. I've had my skincare line for 2 years. So those have been my businesses online.
Oh, your skin is very beautiful.
Thank you.
What is your secret for the beauty?
Shop Raw Beauty is my line. So I have
Shop Raw Beauty.
Yeah, I have face scrubs, rose water, face mask. But as far as the entertainment factor of my career, I have taken a kind of a little step back with the interviews, and I've been focusing on more trying to make the transition to actually do talent. So how, you know, I already already told you in the past, like Lala Anthony and Terrence J have always been my two role models because they're two entertainment news reporters that made that transition into acting, commercial and print. Okay. So now that I'm in LA, you know, curve modeling, commercial work, I love being in front of the camera in different facets. So that's kind of been my, you know, new focus. And of course, when carpets open back up, can't wait to be back on those and doing digital things. So
your friend is very intelligent, Mike.
I'm the only dumb one in this group.
Thank you. Me and
you. Yeah, I know. It's like Dumb and Dumber, but like a modern edition.
Dumb and dumbest.
Mike, I lost $24 because you know why? It's not 24 million. It's 23.6 million views.
Let me see this.
Ooh.
Shit.
Right.
Yo, that's better than we thought.
23.6 million views. Okay. You have more views
than that video.
You have more views than the cranberry guy. I think on his page anyways, right? Okay. Cranberry guy didn't have 23.6 on his page.
I don't think I've ever seen the ocean breeze.
Yeah, not on his page.
Listen, talk about social media changing lives. Yeah. His life got changed.
23.6 million views. I didn't know I had that many.
But he got a new car.
You popping, friend.
The only thing Mike got was like nothing.
He said nothing.
Yeah.
We
gotta get you a sponsor, Mike.
Get me one too while you at it.
Ocean for real. Yeah, add me onto the list.
Right. Yeah.
So much talent in here. Well, ladies, I really appreciate everything today.
Yes.
You had a good time, Chinese best friend.
Amazing time. Great talent. I'm happy you're back in the United States of America.
They let me back.
They let you back to custom. Even though every time you come back, your baggage are broken. So
I keep fucking up my luggage, man.
Yeah. Well, thank you for having me tonight. You know, you've always been so
supportive.
Yes,
thank you for having me as well.
No Filter Michael Blackson is a production of iHeartRadio and Calvary Audio. For more podcasts from iHeart, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. All right, before we let our guests go, tell our fans how they could get to follow you and support your movement.
Yeah, he's an amazing rapper, Mike.
Yeah, what's your IG?
You can follow me on IG at Brendel_Drew and also on TikTok,
Snapchat.
Can you spell
Snapchat that for those who went to a public school?
Yeah.
Please?
Oh, goodness. It's going to be
Brendel,
BRANDELLE_Drew. DREW.
That's your IG?
That's my IG, Snapchat, Mountain TikTok, Drew. Everything. You can find me there.
Like Mountain Drew.
How about yours?
Oh, Mountain Dew. No, never mind.
You can follow me on Emerald Marie. So Emerald Marie is my name, just like the gem. So Instagram, Emerald Marie. My clothing boutique is Shop Emerald Marie. And my skincare line is Shop Raw Beauty. So definitely check me out. And yeah, thank you.
And you can follow him on Chinese Best Friend. Yeah. At Chinese Best Friend.
Yeah, at Chinese Best Friend. Mike named me. I used to have a name, Christian. Yeah, that's my Instagram.
And for those who've been hiding on a rock, mine's just at Michael Blackson. Or those who Donald Trump did not pardon, you still in jail, is at Michael Blackson. Thank you.
Okay.
The Mother Sucker Podcast with me, Michael Blackson, is a Calvary Audio production brought to you by iHeartRadio and the Black Effect Podcast Network. Produced by Brendan Morgan of Calvary Audio and A. King. For the Black Effect. Associate producer is Jeff Apple. Executive produced by Michael Blackson, Keegan Rosenberger, and Dana Brunetti.